All right, welcome to Vancouverite, your favorite morning show every Friday at 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. No seeds in here, Jerry. Plenty of kids in the studio. You can feel that. We got a kids camp.
Not all of it.
Yeah, who's people. There's more kids. We've got plenty of kids in here. The capacity has been reached. My co-host has been edged out off mic.
Still the shortest guy in the room.
So. What's going on here, guys? You got to speak. This is called dead air when nobody's talking. So
this camp basically shows you the ropes of how to use the camp and teaches you.
How
to use the radio and the soundboards.
You're panicking.
today we're going live. So that's what's happening today. Yeah.
Yes, this is our CBC demo, so don't screw it up. This is our big day, our big pitch, if you will. What's your name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany, how's it going?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm really tired. Oh. I suffered a crushing defeat in the laugh. I just started talking about myself immediately. Don't care about these guys. Yeah. I lost, but Gavin Clarkson, our favorite guest, won, which was great. You guys like comedy?
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, you guys know some funny jokes?
What did you guys lose at?
The Laugh Lines Summer Comedy Competition. Boy, did I ever lose. I tripped as I was walking onto stage.
That was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. I left my sunglasses, and I left without paying for my drinks. So I'm probably banned from Laugh Lines for life. Call me, Laugh Lines. Do you guys know what Laugh Lines are?
No.
Stand-up comedy?
Nope. Into the mic, sir. Laugh lines are the wrinkles you get when you laugh a lot. It's a little play on words. So, any of you guys know a joke? Okay, we got a hot shot here. Get this dame over into the mic.
Who's the funniest princess?
Who's the funniest princess? Okay, let's... Elsa...
Unfortunately, no.
Technically, Elsa's not a princess.
What is she?
She's a queen. She was crowned.
Oh.
You just got outsmarted.
I just got pawned.
Yeah.
That's what the kids are saying these days?
No.
P-W-N-ed? Pwned.
No, that was years ago.
You know what? In 2016, if you're off mic, the audience still can't hear you. So remember to talk into the microphone. Now we're riffing.
We're punchline here.
Well, it would definitely have to be Rapunzel.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
You want more?
Yeah. Don't let her take the central stage.
A plant walks into a bar. The bartender says, "What can I get you?" The plant goes, "I'll have a light snack."
Oh.
All right, I think we still got our first place ribbon. And how do you turn the mics off again here? For mic three? Oh, no, that was fine. Okay, I got a good one. A bar walks into a bar. Mm-hmm. And they say, "We've already got a bar here."
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
When you guys grow up, that one's going to kill.
It still won't be funny.
All right, let's turn this expensive million-dollar microphone stand to the other kids in the room. This guy's got no courage. We got, but he's very handsome. I'm panicking. I don't know how to relate to these guys. All right, buddy, what's your name?
Valentine.
All right. That's a go-getter. Why did you want to come to the kids camp?
Because I heard it was fun.
All right.
Are you guys having fun?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it sucks.
Your friend's whispering something. What is this? You can hop on. Yeah, let's.
I had to convince him to go. It took him at least like a month and a half to convince him, and it was last minute.
I'm Valentino. I don't need a radio camp. No?
No.
Valentine.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Respect his
life. I feel like she's got a future in radio. That's the sass that a morning zoo crew needs. That's nice. I don't know what they're doing in the kids' camp. That's probably the central problem of this interview, is I have no idea what's going on. So, what have you guys been doing in the kids' camp? A question would be great. All right. You know, I mean, you're not wrong. What have you guys been doing? Do you guys do a radio show?
Yeah, so for the last week, we've been going over, like, the different steps of planning a radio show, whether it be, like, finding the music or how to operate the soundboard. And today, we've divided into groups, and we're each having, like, half an hour of airtime.
Right. I mean, you're, like, clearly the most go... Like, you're probably too old to be here, for starters. You've got, like, a mustache. You've got a liberal pin and a CBC. This guy's, like, I'm going to replace...
This guy's
yeah, top tier.
What's your name?
Felix.
What would you
want to
do in radio?
If I were to have a show, it would be like...
Here we go.
I'd play a mix of like rock and metal and punk.
Okay.
Like just basically anything from those kind of genres that I think is good and not super popular.
I see.
That's what I would play.
Yeah. Do you want to be a show host then?
Yeah. I'm absolutely trying.
It was. That's cool. How old are you?
I'm 14.
14. You guys playing Pokemon Go? What's we got the highest level trainer in here. What do you guys got going on here? We got any 20s? 21? What do we got? 27?
Oh my god.
She's beating me at everything I care about today. Oh, this is horrible. What's your highest level Pokemon? Get that mic on.
There you go. I'm not sure I wanna express that.
Okay. So she's already, like, a diva. She's doing better than me in the intro, and now she's like, I'm calling the shots here. I'll ask the questions.
What's your highest level Pokemon?
Well, you show me yours, I'll show you mine. Is probably an inappropriate thing to work into.
That was incredibly inappropriate. We have, like, 10-year-olds over there.
He's talking about Pokemon. What were you guys thinking?
Yeah.
Well, that was like
this is a family show, guys.
Watching the Disney movies when you're an adult.
I'm killing with Sinead O'Connor over here.
All right.
It's a visual joke, but
yeah, I'm not comfortable with showing you mine, so I'm just gonna pass this on.
So, what else is going on, guys? Canucks. Let's go to this guy because I think he's legal and. Oh, you are?
Yeah, but I'm cooler than you, so.
So what grade are you in, man?
I'm going into grade 9 this year.
Grade 9, that was a tough year for me. I was bullied.
Yet again, talking about yourself.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you for pointing that.
Oh, man.
I think we got a high school bully right here. Just going to have some lunch money. Lunch money was never a thing. Did you get lunch money? That's not a thing that actually happened, like lunch money.
Nah.
Do you guys have a cafeteria?
I think we will. We do.
You do?
Yes.
You will.
I haven't been to the
You're
school
not
yet.
Sure.
No, I'm not sure. I had like one day at the school to tour it with my like
Did
other
you
school.
You toured it and like, I didn't know there was a cafeteria.
He's focused on his radio career.
Yeah, I think there's like a cafeteria in there. So.
Well, there's a lot of money in radio. I don't know how to spend all the cash I make. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. What kind of... You want to request a song we can play? What's a hot... Yeah.
Well, there's a good punk selection, right, in the CITR band.
Yeah.
So,
Dead Kennedys or something?
Oh, we got a call coming in, guys. This is heating up. We've got a packed studio.
Oh.
Oh, boy, this is insane. Okay, hey, you're on the air. I've got an idea here. I know what I'm going to do. And I've hung up. What's going on? I pressed the button. It didn't work. As do I, talking to you. This is, we're going to play some Dead Kennedys, and when we get back, who we got someone? We got Oracle Laura. Guys, we've got a soothsayer calling in. I'll ask her, like, who have we got in studio? And she'll have to be, okay, don't say anything, guys. This will be great. You're on the air, CITR, hello.
Hi, this is Oracle Laura.
Hi, Oracle Laura, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I don't know. How am I?
What would you like to know? How can I help you today?
Well, let's give you some softballs first. Or you know what? That's rude to just launch into your magic right away. I mean, how are you doing? Like, how's your week going?
I'm actually doing really well. I've been meeting with a lot of producers and actors and all sorts of wide range of people in all walks of life, sort of helping advance my, expand my network, I guess you would say, and trying to get my message out there and help more people, broadening my reaches. Thinking about going on tour. I've had some offers to go on tour, so I might be doing that.
You're pretty well known for your prophetic dreams. Have you had any recently or any of note that you can bring up?
Yes, I have had some come true recently this past week. Let's see, I don't know if anyone's heard of him because I noticed it didn't get too much of a reaction when I posted it. But I had a dream about a race car driver, and he was racing past really fast in a red Indy car.
Okay.
And I only dream about the dead. So anyone who ends up in my dream, you know, like David Bowie,
right.
Usually it's sort of a notice right away that they're going to die, whether very soon or whether, you know, in the next year or so. And so this man I knew was going to die because he's in my dream. All of a sudden there's this Indy car racing past. And it happened, I dreamed about it. November 16th, 2015, and that was Brian Clausen. He just died a few days ago.
Oh, wow.
And his car, he died in a race, and his car was red, and he had my lucky number, which was 8. His car number.
His unlucky
was,
number, unfortunately.
Was number 88, and his fiance name was Lauren.
I see. That's the connection.
Yeah, so it's an unusual. So I'm wondering if that's why he chose to come to me. And then the one in Rio. I dreamed about a woman getting hit in the head, and I told her to duck her head down low, and there was this big fire flame, and I didn't understand at the time, because, you know, when you get a dream, it's hard to decipher and understand and interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my dream, there's this hot sun with the fire coming at us, and I'm telling her to keep her head down, and it turns out she got shot right by the Olympic flame. She got shot in the head by these three muggers as she was driving past the Olympic flame.
Now, that's pretty fascinating. I guess the question that everybody, I'm sure you've been getting it a lot, is do you have any predictions for the upcoming election in the States?
I do. I've been dreaming a lot about, even when Hillary was running before, I had some dreams about her, and I dreamt about Trump quite a few times here.
Okay, and under what circumstances?
Well, there is quite a bit about his materialism, quite a bit about his wife not really being popular in the race. You know, they didn't really feel
like dream about his wife, too.
I bet. the fact that there was a situation between her not being accepted by the public and him and her were having this conflict about it. And then there was a bit about his materialism. I've had quite a few about him. I know what your question is.
Yeah.
And I do have an answer.
Okay.
And so far, everything I've been predicting about him has been coming true. In fact, I wanted to, you know, sort of message him about it.
Oh, really? Well, are you gonna?
I think he's digging his own hole, so that's fine.
Okay, are you gonna give us a straightforward prediction here, or what?
I have been asked many times in many interviews about whether he'll win. And I have sort of tried to avoid answering, and the reason why is because I don't want him to win.
You're right.
And I do have this, what word should I use? I do have this concern, I'll use it lightly, I have a concern he'll win.
Okay,
and
so.
I don't want him to, and I know many Americans are very concerned about it. And I do feel that Hillary has a lot more experience in politics and in law. She has a whole lifetime of history.
Can I ask Kaloria, may I ask a question?
Yes.
Sorry to cut you off. It's your show. You mentioned you don't want to make a prediction because you don't want him to win. Does that mean that if you make a prediction, it will impact who wins the election? Do you have the Does a soothsayer, if I can say that, does that influence the actual result?
There's a few different ways to look at it, to tell you the truth. I do predict the future. I'm very rarely wrong. I guess that's why I am in the position I am in life right now, because my predictions are so accurate.
Is there anything?
But at the same time, I'm able to make things happen, but there's only certain things that we can make happen, okay? That's the thing that's important to remember. There's only certain things that you can change or make happen. I can't go out there and try and stop an earthquake.
Right.
I've tried. I can't do that. And then there's the things that can be altered because of certain people who are able to make changes, have altered things. So, for example, if I told you you're going to get hit by a bus, you're going to make sure you don't go near any buses.
Right.
I wish I had that power. You're going to try
to alter it and change it. So you probably would have one day where you almost got hit by a bus and you happened to get pulled back by someone and you're like, oh, my God, it almost happened. Stop. That might have been my prediction. You were going to get hit by a bus, but something had changed it.
Wow. Right. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, can I ask one more question?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, because I'm in two more comedy competitions at the Emerald this Saturday and Yuck Yucks. So can you predict maybe what, if I'm going to win or not, or what's going to happen with my comedy career here over the next month?
Yuck Yucks stood out to me most.
Okay.
That's good. I would say that you are going to not necessarily win.
All right, that's about all the time we have for you, Laura.
Someone's going to approach you and give you an offer, and you must accept the offer.
Okay.
So Yuck Yuck's going to open up a door for you. Take that opportunity.
That's some really good advice. I never would have thought to take an opportunity offered me by the biggest comedy franchise in the country. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you so much for calling in, Laura. We love talking to you.
It's always a pleasure. And you are you're a very enchanting woman, too. I've seen some pictures, some promotional materials. Quite stunning, Laura.
Thank you very much. It's all to inspire people with an important message, of course.
Humble till the end, Laura. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, let's take a quick break here, eh? Yeah?
Sure, yeah, we're going to hear some Dead Kennedys. This is Holiday in Cambodia.
We'll be right back.
I can't relate to the youth of our country.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to LifeSafe.
How do you listen to CITR? Do you stream it with your data? You could be getting it free on your phone with the already installed FM receiver chip, but major carriers have blocked access to it. If you want access to all your favorite CITR goodness on your phone, get involved. Visit freeradiomyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
You are still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. We had some amazing energy from those crazy kids before, and the magical stylings of Oracle Laura, one of our favorites on this show. You keep being you, Laura. And I'm still here with Simon T. Armstrong, Esquire.
That's me.
And
Mackenzie.
We've got the representative from Colony Bingo.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're a community show. I think of us as like the morning show for people that are unemployed and sleep in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They wake up at 10 just because they're getting old and you start waking up early, but they don't want to get out of bed.
And so you need something to do before you get your disability check.
Yeah.
And you listen to CITR.
Have a couple laughs. You know, you feel better about yourself. Then you go.
Yeah, a couple laughs.
Mill with the peasants.
I had a couple real bombs with those kids.
Okay.
I have the confidence now where I think that I'm going to. If I just say a setup, because I do it on stage and it works, it doesn't really work in the real world the same way. I was like, I'll say a bar walked into a bar and I'll just improvise a punchline. And I went, I've got nothing here.
I thought that was a real joke. I mean, yeah. I didn't mind it.
It was a good warm-up.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, because I was off mic and I made them laugh like four times.
Yeah, that was a shame we couldn't pick you up. We need like a mic in studio, a nice short little
mic.
Some of the stuff I've been writing recently, I was wondering if I could maybe just like hit you with some jokes.
Yeah.
Also, that beat was by Jamie Cook, my roommate. We're gonna play some beats by him. We're gonna play some
beats
music
by Jamie.
By, you know what his producer name is right now?
Tell me.
It's not Jay-Z. It's Jamie.
Oh.
Because his name is Jamie.
He should change that.
Yeah.
It's bad.
We came up with it in 20 seconds last
cool.
night.
Yeah, better than Vancouver, right? Yeah.
Change that. Yeah. We've got a. How's the mic? Is it okay?
Yeah, it's not quite right, but I'm gonna make it
He's
work.
He's fiddling with it.
Okay,
you know,
that is audible.
Yeah.
But
is it?
Yeah.
Well, we are in a studio, so people understand we use mics.
That's a good answer. I like that.
Yeah.
It's a very literal way of
absolutely cutting through.
I don't know what else to say.
An apology would have been necessary.
I don't do those.
We've had enough.
We've got some music coming from Smoking Yetis, and I think we might be doing an interview with them. So.
Ian Hertz is one of the duo, and he is supposed to be calling in later, but he is a free soul, and there's a chance he may not, but we'll see.
He's
I hope
a vegetarian.
He might not have
the energy to call in.
Whoa! Yeah, no, but Ian's awesome. He's a good friend of mine. So
there you go, and that's nepotism, putting your friends on the show. playing your friend's music.
It's Encyclopedia Radio.
Yeah.
Give us some more definitions.
I don't know.
Alex Byron.
It's B-roll.
They said Byron last night.
They did. I don't even.
They also, what they also did, which I think is funny, they skipped over you in the
lineup. Well, when I got to the club last night, my name wasn't on the list. You're not getting in? It's $15.
Yeah.
I went, well, I'm not paying. I'm in the competition. They went, well, your name would be on the list if you were in the competition.
Yeah.
And I went, well.
You can't even make this stuff up.
I walked back. And I tripped as I was coming. Anyway, it's a whole
thing.
You
tripped pretty roughly. Like, you had to extend a leg out to catch yourself, and you bent over, like, almost 90 degrees to make sure you didn't fall on your face.
There's no fun way to trip in dress shoes. But, let me hit you with some of my new material.
Okay.
Ooh, this is not appropriate for kids.
And it's okay. They're not listening.
They're not listening, right? Okay, let me do it. Here. Yeah. If you're listening, turn your head. If you're the kid in the lobby that can hear me.
We're going to do the show. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. They're 14. They watch HBO.
Definitely.
Okay. I find it. Content warning. We are a woo!
Yeah.
That was a siren. Not a good sound effects guy.
Let's move along, please. Let's get into this.
All right.
For God's sake.
Food ingredients can be so surprising sometimes. Like pepperoni. Mm-hmm. Makes for a great pizza topping.
Okay.
And sausage makes for a great pizza topping.
Pepperoni is the classic pizza topping.
Yeah. But surprisingly, pineapple makes your semen taste good.
Okay.
It's a misdirection.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's taking us from the humor to just silence. That's the
twist.
You think it's going to be good and it isn't.
Okay. Well, it's a swing and a miss, but Babe Ruth is a legend for a reason because he swung the bat a lot. I wish I could beat you with the bat, but that's fine. I got a bit, too. You can't just have jokes in your act. You need to have you need to have bits, premises.
Okay.
Almost like you're just talking. You take a sip of your beer, you put it down on the stool.
Yeah, you're just up there.
I'm
relating.
Just ripping and jiving. This is my free bird, Bill Hicks.
Ripping and jiving. This is my free bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Bill Hicks.
Swinging a miss.
That'll be my album name, but it'll be like Moby Dick, because you know how Moby Dick is Moby Dick or the whale.
Uh-huh.
It's ripping and jiving or whatever I said before, I can't remember.
All right. Well, I don't know what's going on.
Well, a lot of people say 72 virgins.
Uh-huh.
That's not a good reward. 72 virgins. Well, who would reward it to? You've heard that before, right?
Absolutely.
The whole it's pretty hack.
Who wants that many virgins? Oh,
yeah.
72.
That's going to be awkward.
Ladies of the night.
What, do you show up and it's 72 nerds? You know, it's like,
yeah.
But I think that it's a little sexist to say that. This, this is the cream of the crop.
That you get 72 sex slaves, basically.
Yeah, this is the cream of the crop chosen by Allah to reward this war hero.
Right. Mm-hmm.
These aren't going to be, just because they're unsullied virgins, doesn't mean they're going to be unsociable or mean-spirited or not a good hang.
You're saying that when people, like, parody that,
I know what I'm saying.
That theory, that... Yeah. That they're making fun of Allah and they're not respecting him.
And women.
I think that's a very deep cut. You're really you're digging into that joke and really exposing it for what it is.
Yeah, I just think that you've got all the time in the world. First of all, the premise of that original joke is that it's ignorant to terrorists. It's thinking that just because you're a terrorist, you're going to show up and you're going to go, I've got 72, let's go, sex right now. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Why would you do that? You've just blown yourself up in a building. You're exhausted from the jihad.
Yeah, you got to put your feet up.
You've jihad yourself a good time. And
nice. And mix that
well
in.
Well done.
It is time to...
You're just doing material now. I don't...
No, I haven't written this. I'm working it out with you guys.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though.
Yeah.
You're really working it out. You're just using this...
Yeah.
Opportunity to...
So anyway, this is why I don't advance in comedy competitions. But according to Laura... Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. According to Laura, I will be. This is okay. One more little anecdote from last night.
Yeah.
Okay. Simon. So we bring Simon. It's the role we.
Yes.
Bring Simon to the show to vote for me.
Yes.
Because it's audience votes.
Yes. Yeah. The more beer you drink, the more.
Yeah. The more ballots you get.
Clearly.
So it's impossible to get Simon to hang out with me. We never see each other outside. But I'm like, the more you drink, I'm there.
Yeah.
You had me at.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So he shows up. He's in. He's buying drinks all night. But the server doesn't come give him any ballots.
Well, it was funny because like I would have kept drinking if the server kept coming. But she came by, she dropped off my beer, said, "Oh, it'll be, you know, however much it is." Yeah. And I was like, "Okay, I guess I'll pay for it right now." She goes, "Oh, you need the machine. I'll be right back." By the time she came back, I'd finished it. And she went, "Oh, I guess you want another one." And I was like, "Yeah."
Well, yeah.
And then, so I had two, and then I paid for them, and they never came back.
Okay, so that one server, she just...
So no ballots for Simon.
And then I only got one, which
maybe
is the
entrance. Maybe she was doing that to all the people that you brought.
So
the other guy, too.
It was a lot of people. But, but so I go back at the end of the night. I'm like, "Oh, you didn't get ballots. This is really important. This is why you're here to help me. Why don't you go up?" I don't want to get up. He didn't want to get and walk. How far do you think it was to the bar from where you were sitting?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I was there to see you and support you, but you know what? There's only so much I'm willing to do.
So I go to the bar and
grateful you are. I showed up.
I'm very grateful. Yeah. I went. Well, this is also humiliating to walk back and go, "Hey, one of my friends, he doesn't want to come and get the ballots. I'm one of the performers. Could I get a couple ballots?"
Absolutely.
How humiliating. I really am at the absolute bottom of the totem pole. Unseat a musqueam. But
there was a lot of shady stuff going on in that competition. Like, it was, I don't know.
So I go get the ballots. I bring them back. Mm. And he writes, so there's two names on each ballot.
Oh, yes.
This is a very simple thing. Mm-hmm. You write Alex on number one.
Yes.
You write
whoever you want.
Some other dunce or Alex again on number two.
Yeah.
The second ballot.
The third, by the way.
The third.
I'd already given you 10 unearned points. Okay?
I had a decent set last night.
Yeah.
It was fun.
You did.
Yeah. I don't want people...
In a sea of steaming poo, you had a golden nugget.
He said, who won second?
Well, this is a whole other thing, but we can't. We do so much comedy competition. Yeah, we don't have time for this. But
also, we're exposing and saying,
it's a little rude.
Yeah, it's a little
bit. Gavin Clarkson won. That's right. Baby. But so... Jesse Daniel, another comedian that was on the show, I'll out him. I don't mind this.
Yeah.
He walks over, and I can understand a little joke that, "Hey, you going to vote for me?" He's strong-arming Simon.
Yeah.
He's going, let's see that name.
Yeah.
Right, Jesse? Simon goes, I don't really know you that well. I'm not.
Me and Jesse have had a lot of weird interactions. He was on our podcast, right, a long time ago, one of the first guests. And then
were the dark ages of Vancouver. Right?
And then I saw him again later on. And I think it was at one of your shows. And I went, "You don't know who the hell I am, do you? You have no idea who I am." And he was like, "I don't know." And then he started making fun of me because he was, you know, like, I don't know, embarrassed or something. And we started going back and forth. Like,
you also saw him have a complete mental breakdown at a show.
Yeah.
Throw a stool
and
scream at a woman in the back.
And then when I was working.
And say, "This is why domestic violence is a good idea."
Yeah, that's right. He did. And then I saw him again while I was working bar back. And I was like, "Oh, hey, Jesse." And he was like, "I don't know. Can I get a beer?" And I was like.
And now he's.
And then I pulled the same thing on him last night, like trying to make, you know, this is our joke, like, "Oh, you don't know who I am." And he didn't still.
Did he not? Maybe that fedora is a bit tight that he wears.
He wears it way back on his head, I feel like.
It keeps the hacky thoughts from overflowing into the.
He
insists that Simon. So Simon, as a joke, writes Jesse in first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Jesse Daniel's name is in first. And I'm going, okay, this is. Here, he's selling this bit. Simon is really. Yeah. And he writes Alex. Biron in second.
Yeah.
And I'm going, there's no eraser on this pencil. This is a golf pencil.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what. And
really?
This is what ends up going.
Yeah.
It's a golf pencil.
I got second. So anyway, it's just.
I'm like, "Oh, hell, just kidding, Alex. Don't worry, buddy."
And Jesse grabs it and runs off.
I go to scratch it out. He grabs it.
Yeah.
You were upset about that. I would have felt so bad if you. Yeah. It's like, and in second, Alex Byron by 3 points.
Well, when they were announcing the winners, they went, everyone was super close. It was neck and neck, just a couple of votes. And I went, "Oh my God. It's me and Jesse,
oh no.
Someone's dying tonight." Yeah. So, anyway, what is going on? What else is happening with us?
Well,
here?
We have Mackenzie in here to plug Bingo. You're doing
Let's not
you're
waste this.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do Bingo at Colony on Main Street.
Yeah.
Can be lively.
Yeah.
You're really selling this.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you get to a point where you're like, I feel like if I just was a computer screen and I was hitting a button, it would be fine. Like, no one really cares that I'm even here. They just want to hear B6.
Yeah. By the fourth game,
what
you're like.
What is B6? Oh, that's a bingo.
You ever played bingo?
I thought that was like a G6, but a B6, like a new song.
Okay. Thank you for taking us through your process.
That's right. Yeah. G9.
Yeah.
That's a little bit better. Not
But that's every Sunday.
That's right. But yeah, no, it's fine. I know it's fun. You kind of, you have to try and sell people. The best thing is that I get to sass people. So
yeah, you do.
Because I get paid either way. I don't have to be nice to them.
Mm. Yeah.
And if they're yelling at me, like, "Can you repeat that number?" I'm like, "No." And I make them come walk up and talk to me.
You, people get mad at you.
People get very upset because they're like, "I can't hear you. I can't hear you." I'm like, "I don't know. Well, stop talking then."
They don't understand that it's a game of chance.
That's right. Yeah.
When you don't call their number, yeah, they're like, "Oh, here's my number."
They come up like, "This is ridiculous. This game's rigged." I'm like, have you ever played bingo?
You're watching me turn a giant stupid page full of balls and picking it out randomly.
Yeah. So people get aggressive.
That's cool.
I can't imagine what it's like at the old folks' home. Or, like, this is just at, like, a bar. Like, I can't imagine what it's like, an actual bingo hall. There is a bingo hall on Main.
Did you say T7?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you can't be mean to them. You can't be like, no.
Oh, T? I'd love a T. I do want to just say one more thing before we move on from these kids.
Yeah.
I've never heard this from you ever before with anything anybody has said in here.
Yeah.
When I turned to the androgynous and I said, "Easy there, Sinead O'Connor," you went, "Okay, hey, man."
Yeah, well, it's a little kid. I mean,
we found the line.
Yeah,
well, it's when gender shame.
Yeah,
no, it's when there's it's people who are clearly uncomfortable and can't defend themselves.
Yeah,
that's really the,
yeah.
I mean, which is really I'm a hypocrite.
I finally found somebody that I can take in a fight.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, actually, these kids have strength in numbers, and they are what's the word for a lot of energy? Spunky.
Yeah. Colony, Sunday, 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Right?
All
right.
That's right.
Lots
anyways,
of crazy prizes.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. What else we got? We,
it's nice to have a lady in here.
Yeah.
Because Jamie was saying that one of our best shows recently was with Maddie Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
That one was really good. I like, you get a little, alternate chromosomes in here. A little.
What is this?
I don't know what I'm.
You're trying to. I just started trying to transition here, and then you interrupted me to make your own transition that was going nowhere.
I feel like I'm the segue guy.
You're not.
But the problem is that.
No.
Listen.
I'm listening.
Listen. All great artists.
Okay.
Take risks.
Okay.
You don't grow unless you're tripping, as I did at Laughlines.
Right.
You don't dance until you trip. And you don't have great segues until you forget words. And I could easily, I could do a good segue.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a topic.
Okay, we're talking about riding an airplane. And
okay.
Then we want a segue into buying a slice of pizza.
Okay, well, you guys, I mean, we've been talking about airplanes here. And I saw a great movie on an airplane recently.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw pizza.
Right, so that would be the trip equivalent. Now show us the great dance that you were talking about.
No, weirdly enough, you did a good segue between one of your jokes that you were just talking about, you know, the swing and the miss and then the Babe Ruth thing.
That's true.
That was the only one, and that was well done.
Yeah, well, yeah, when you're not focused on it and interrupting other people, it's okay, which is unfortunately
what
very
I'm doing a lot of the
few.
Time. Well, what were you saying before?
I wanted to get into movie talk. I mean, I've been waiting to talk about movies.
Movies.
I've been going to the theater like a madman. I saw new Star Trek. I saw Captain Fantastic.
Mm.
I saw Nerve. I saw, that's it, really. Just three of them.
Well, that's a good
That's a lot.
Yeah. They're all bad. Except, actually, Captain Fantastic was good. But
what is Captain Fantastic?
That's like the Viggo Mortensen,
indie passion project.
In the woods.
I'm a hippie dad.
The family, yeah.
It was good. I thought it was going to be like very much holding up the standards of, they're right. You should just move into the woods because people eat McDonald's. You know, I thought that was, look, kids, people go to Kmart. Look how bad the rest of the world is.
Got it.
And a little bit of it was that, but I thought it pulled it together in the end. Although there's a very emotional scene at the end and they ruin it by doing an acoustic rendition of a Guns N' Roses song.
What?
Yeah, it just like it. They take this extremely emotional. It's been building up the whole movie, and then the kids are like, "Let's see here, what's going on?"
Ew, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Which Guns N' Roses song?
Sweet Child of Mine.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. It's like they've had this whole movie.
I mean,
about,
pick one that has not been acoustically done in
you.
Step Brothers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or sorry, that was they sang it at some point.
It's all good.
Ugh, that's terrible.
And I don't know. I love I love Star Trek, so I wanted to give it a chance.
And?
And it stunk. I didn't like it. Everyone was saying, like, this is what I feel like they do every time somebody, you know, they've had a couple misses and they still want to keep the franchise going.
Yeah, everybody just wants to make money.
True. And then what they say is, no, this is like, we're taking it back. We know we've made a couple mistakes,
yeah,
and we're bringing it all the way back, yeah, to the original. You guys are going to think you're back with Picard and
they
the
love
guys.
Doing that these days.
They say that, right?
That.
This is like the old days. And then you go see it and you're like, no, this is not at all.
It's kind of funny. They always, yeah, it's not like the old days.
It's nothing like
they
that.
They could never actually do that. It would be interesting if they just did an 80s show.
Yeah.
In
remakes are the, yeah, thing, right? Remakes, like the Ghostbusters, for example, is the biggest one recently.
The bottom's going to fall out on it, though. Everything comes to an end. So we, yeah, have got to come to an end of remakes eventually.
Well, they're
right?
changing it, right? Now
God,
it's the,
I hope so.
Now it's the all-female remake. Like, they're remaking Ocean's,
yeah,
11.
We got a good 5 years.
That's
of
what's
this.
Called a transition.
Yes.
But, yeah, you like the Ocean's 11 remake, all-female cast, which starring your favorite actress, Awkwafina, which will be amazing.
Oh, product placement?
No, Awkwafina is a rapper from New York who's being in the new Ocean's 11
oh,
movie.
Oh, wait. Oh, she's from Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. And Rihanna and Mindy Kaling. Like, Mindy Kaling's a good choice. And they also have, like, they should have got Yolandi Visser. Like, that
how about some
been
trans people? Right. I want an all-trans cast.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. We've got a trans person in the trying to be, like, inclusive. No, but seriously, they're so behind with everything. How about an all trans Asian Ghostbusters?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think they're gonna make another Ghostbusters.
No, they
said
lost
they're not.
They were $70 million under cutting even. So.
Oh really?
So
yeah. Well, that's nice.
It's. I mean, who knew you could you couldn't insult a fan base and, you know, call them basement dwellers and misogynists and have them not
right.
go see your movie.
Why can't you like something because it has a bunch of dudes in it? Why is that a
well,
bad
it's
thing?
It's not even
yeah.
about that at all.
It's
either
not.
Way. It's just, yeah. yeah.
I like how people are like, the CGI looks terrible. Misogynist! No, the visual effects.
That's right. That's
that
what they
used.
Were doing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Ocean's 11 isn't exactly as loved as Ghostbusters. So.
I like a good heist movie, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do I.
Yeah.
I like, okay, I like group people,
yeah,
like
you do,
group
yeah.
characters
ensemble
with backstories.
Cast.
Yes, thank you. And Suicide Squad, I wanted to see.
Oh, you want
to
see that so badly. Yeah.
But just because of that aspect alone. But I don't know. I'm worried now that it's going to be really bad.
You obviously
it
have
is gonna be
good
bad.
Taste. You know what I was yeah. watching last night?
Yeah.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great show.
Yeah. I've only got on the first and second season because I kind of died off.
You don't
off.
Like it. Yeah.
I died off
like
a little
it.
Bit. But this is the thing. I'm second. Not a big friend.
See, there we go.
That's
there
good.
We
well
go.
Done. Well
good
done. I don't know. I'm not a big Seinfeld fan either.
Okay,
so nobody
yeah.
kill me. But, I
okay.
mean, there's
I'd
some...
You don't like Seinfeld? I just bought
no,
the box
No, it's
set.
Not that I'm not a fan. It's just I'm not into... Like, I can't get into it. If someone forced
That's
me to watch it...
That's called not being a fan,
yeah.
I just watch other stuff. It's not like... I mean, like, I feel like you have, like, a list
break
of
up.
Things.
I'm just not...
A fan of
you.
Yeah, I don't like
I'm
you.
Not a fan. I don't want to get into you. Right?
There
oh,
we go.
That was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, Curb Your Enthusiasm, I'm... But I was curious, though, that
Charmed
his...
Season 1, though. Big fan.
Hell yeah. Witches, of course. Did
what?
You know
How
that...
How about all male witches?
Yeah, I'm into that.
Warlocks.
Yeah.
Can I just make one point here?
Angel.
Aren't men and women supposed to be the same? We're treating everybody the same.
They're
so
not the same.
If you make an ensemble cast where it's all females instead of men, it's the same thing. You're not adding anything. It's just another
yeah.
movie that's the same
yeah.
with long hair instead of short.
Yeah. Or short hair, if that's your choice. I
if
mean,
that's
we're
your
not
choice, that's fine. And I will say that Sinead O'Connor is my hero, so it wasn't the biggest insult, really.
Is she really? Your
I like,
hero? Why?
I like her. Well, she went on SNL and...
Yeah, but you said she's your hero.
Why is this...
Would you tell me, go into why Sinead O'Connor's your hero.
Sinead O'Connor, she's great at segues, for starters.
Okay.
And
see, you just said a statement that isn't really true, and then you just try to move along like it's like, you know, Sinead O'Connor's my hero, and I feel like it's not. That's not true at all.
I like a couple of her songs.
Okay, make sure you're a hero. Yeah, I mean, Jesus, man. Yeah, so I am getting confirmation that Ian is calling in, so that's good. He'll be in about 20 minutes. So I'm looking forward to
you
that.
Know what a movie I watched last night?
Yeah.
We went out for pho.
Yes.
Very good.
Food
yep.
last night. Can't pronounce my name last name correctly at Laugh Lines, but I'm pronouncing a whole nation's food correctly.
Good
it's Biron, folks.
Yeah.
Is that so hard?
The problem is if they change it to the way it's supposed to be pronounced, none of the puns work anymore. You know? Phenomenal. Fa-boy.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't work anymore.
Fa-show. No one wants that.
It kind of works. Well,
Somebody has... There's a place in L.A. called Photosynthesis.
Yeah.
Photosynthesis? What is that?
Sorry. We're going to disrespect your culture just because we need to make some puns.
We enjoy wordplay.
Absolutely.
But I had a fun time last night.
Good for you.
At that place. And you know what was on... You know what was on TV?
Yeah.
Minority Report.
They have a TV in the restaurant.
Yes, with...
I hate that.
Mandarin subtitles.
Okay.
Nice.
It was, they had, I love it when you go into a sushi place or a Vietnamese place and there's those lucky
cats.
The
cat.
Yeah. Move their hands. Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe, can you put those behind the shelf? Have an illusion that there's some sort of, but this is a constant debate I have with Madeline that like.
Finish that thought.
What?
No, this is, it's a heated debate between me and my.
Shoot.
Yeah. That I would rather eat at a sushi place that's Japanese run.
It's never going to happen.
Or a ramen place that's Japanese run.
Okay.
And I got this from RJ. He was like, "Oh, you got a Korean ramen
friend
place
of the show?
It's not going to be that great." And I was like, "That's racist."
Yeah.
But we went to a couple places. He's like, "Okay, this place is they're Chinese."
Yeah.
He's really good by that. By the way, like I can't really tell the difference between, and he can tell the difference all the time.
Yeah. Well, he was a bit. I don't know why we're getting into this.
Yes.
Like, can we finish the story? Yeah.
Someone's look. He's glaring at me. But yeah. And it was better.
Yeah, of
course.
So,
statistically speaking, I think you are probably going to get a better tasting.
I'm from the prairies. I can make the best bologna sandwich with no crusts on it, right? I don't want person making me my, you know.
Is it the bologna that has the macaroni bits in it?
You bet.
Oh.
You know, by the way, it's
no,
funny you bring that up
so
because
gross.
I found that in a deli at a Save-On in Burnaby.
Yeah.
They slice it for you. Like it's a loaf. It's not prepackaged.
Wow.
They don't sell the prepackaged stuff anymore. They do not sell it.
It's like a coli covered or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
It here's the weird thing. It doesn't taste like anything. It's got no taste. It's so gross. It's just nothing. You just are eating like texture.
And you are what you eat. That's why.
Let's hear the punchline.
Zero. It was good. There's nothing in it. You're a zilch.
Okay.
Timing was a little off. You did break my confidence with the quick turnaround.
Yeah.
But Minority Report is a really underrated movie.
Yeah.
I love Minority Report.
What's the Days of the other one, the recent one that he was in?
Oh, Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow.
I love Minority Report and I love Edge of Tomorrow. They're both good, I think.
Both Tom Cruise movies.
Which is weird. I hate Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Like he's so.
My girlfriend also hates Tom Cruise.
Solidarity.
I love Tom Cruise.
Really?
Really?
I think that says a lot about me. That I relate to his delusional confidence.
He's also like 5'3". It makes sense that, you know, you do
love
short guys. Yeah.
Big fan. And short girls.
That's a Philip K. Dick book, I believe, Minority Report.
That guy
changed science fiction.
Genius.
Completely. Yeah. Absolutely.
What a guy. The script of that is amazing. He predicts this. But I will say that this... This Chinese-owned pho place was really good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they
I work at a restaurant that's owned by Koreans, but it's Italian food.
It's really good.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I've tried.
He did his culinary school in Italy.
There is a Japanese spaghetti house on Robson that that's went true. To. Spaghetti.
Yeah.
And that place is the bomb.
That's good. It's really good. See, I don't know. This theory's falling apart. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It's the... is the melting pot, mixing pot, is that a good thing or a bad thing? That's a bad thing, right? You want diversity. Mixing pot is where you make everyone the same.
Well, people disagree because sometimes multiculturalism just creates segmented areas of the population.
Communities.
That's the argument, right?
Oh, okay.
Is that, you know, someone comes here from their country, they just go move into a neighborhood that is full of people from their country.
So you want more of a chunky soup?
I don't know.
Mixed,
what's the zzz immolator? No, what's it called?
Emulsifier.
Emulsifier. Yeah, you want
a hand blender?
Yeah. you want an emulsified.
This country is a garburator stew.
Yeah. But then if you had an emulsified garburator stew culture, then you wouldn't have all these great places because you just have burger joints everywhere. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What's Canadian food? I don't know.
That's the thing. What is Canadian food?
Maple syrup and bacon and
maple plank
poutine.
Salmon. I love a poutine. But that's not a thing. That's a thing that other countries, hey, you got to try our poutine. It's fries, cheese, gravy. Were you going to say gravy? It seems like those things go together. I mean, it's not, you're not a huge.
It wasn't a leap creating that.
Yeah. I love that Jim Gaffigan joke where he goes, every country has their own version of ketchup. Italians have marinara. Mexicans have salsa, and British food is terrible.
Now we're just doing other people's material.
That's okay. What's you know what? I don't mind that. No, I've been listening to Tuesdays with Stories, and it's a, like a really famous. They do. They tell jokes. They give shout-outs all the time, as it's long as you quote the person.
Too. Yeah.
People like hearing. I love this joke. They haven't heard it. They go check. And speaking of Jim Gaffigan, there was a clone last night.
What?
A man doing a Jim Gaffigan.
I don't know. I was shocked at this because he comes up on stage, and he immediately starts doing the Jim Gaffigan. I don't know what it's, if it's supposed to be someone in the audience or like a voice in his head, or it's like, oh, I don't like him very much, or you know what, I can't do the voice.
He talks about food a lot.
There we go. That's better. Yeah. So he was doing that voice and people were laughing, and I don't know who, first of all, I don't know who these comedy club crowds are. Like, I just assumed that it was mostly friends of the comedians performing, you know? And, I don't understand. I look at people laughing at this, and I go, like, don't you? Jim Gaffigan is one of the most famous comedians. How do you not know that that's Jim Gaffigan?
If he had been doing a Jim Gaffigan impression, it would have been incredibly spot on.
Yeah.
But it was his act.
I was so uncomfortable, and I was as far away from the stage as I could be.
Yeah.
And I wanted to leave. Like, I actually was shifting in my
seat.
Well,
I'm going to read some of the texts that you sent me during the show last night.
Oh, sure.
This is...
It was all I could do. Like the, I don't even want to talk too much crap about it, but like,
yeah,
it wasn't a great show. Well, for the finals.
Yeah, I do want to work at Laugh Lines again. So.
This is what I mean. I don't want to. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to read this text because.
No?
Yeah, this is too much swearing.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
And the N-word. You say the N-word a lot.
That's not true. There was a guy wearing a sweater with. He had these weird, like, yarn tassels hanging. Like, they were really long. But they looked like one thread of yarn, right?
Right.
They weren't thick enough to be some kind of belt. It was just long.
Style.
I don't know if you forgot to tie them up. And, so I couldn't stop staring at
them. Well, he also did a – I can't stop talking about comedy. It's the – we got to get out of this hole. Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to make one more point, and you're going to segue into the next topic. Okay. There was a guy who did a – African voice on stage. Like,
was that a voice?
He does not talk like that.
No way.
On stage. I said, hey man, you warming up? Which water is yours? Am I going up? Okay, he did a couple jumpy jacks, went up on stage. So I'm from Africa.
Oh my God. I had no idea. I texted you being like, this guy sounds like an American doing an African accent.
Well, no, he was a Canadian doing an African.
So, oh my God.
So we've
That's
got
hilarious.
The round table of hacks. I really should not talk smack about it, but people might actually listen to this radio show. It'd be nice if people got offended. Nobody. We would have listeners.
I mean, being
that's what you want to do. You want to be edgy.
That show, I was uncomfortable for most of it, but like, you kind of thrive on being uncomfortable, Alex. I don't know. I don't know if you do, but you make these uncomfortable situations happen.
It's because I'm deeply lonely, and I find that if I make people angry at me, they're thinking of me.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
That works, I think. Yeah,
that's true. They won't, if I make them angry enough that they want to hurt me, they will have to come to me.
Yeah.
Instead of just turning their back on me.
If I am in an uncomfortable situation, I immediately project like a get away from me, I don't want you near me type thing. And some guy
like an animal that gives off some like sheds their stinky layer.
The fear smell or whatever comes off and like my hackles go up. Oh, stinky is very accurate. I'm very sweaty and stinky most of the time. Yeah, I was at Metrotown drinking a coffee, and this guy came up to me, and he had a ponytail, and he had a camera, nice digital camera on his neck. He was wearing like burlap. He looked like a, new age gentleman, and he said to me, "Hey, can I just interest you in maybe talking about the Venus Project for a little while?" And I went, "No, go."
Is that still around?
Yeah,
they got to give up. It's not happening.
And I went, "No, I don't want." I looked away, and he went, "No, hey,
it's a grassroots approach."
And he was a little bit offended because he was like, "Man, it's nothing to do with religion. I just want to give you a card."
That sounds kind of nice, actually.
And I was like,
"Yeah, he was all right."
I was like, "Okay, I feel kind of bad for immediately reacting this way to this guy." And I took the card, and then he just started going, "You know, it's all about finding a new world, and and, you know, ending poverty. And I started going, yeah, okay, thanks. Yeah, great. And I was interrupting him. And he's going, and, but he kept talking. And I could see his eye, like his eyebrows coming together. Like, I still have things to say, but you're shooing me away, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's about the, you know, ending poverty and war. And, okay, man, yeah, thank you. And homelessness. And, yeah, and I was like, oh, I just feel bad. But this is how I'm immediately reacting to this uncomfortable situation is get away from me, please.
Right.
You know? And, like, I feel bad, but...
Imagine how many friends you'd have if you just...
I don't want friends, opened up though. To I mean, that's
well, then the, you're doing...
I'm doing great.
Perfectly.
Yeah, I have two. Yeah,
right. So. You're not counting me as one of those, are you?
No.
Good.
Absolutely. No, I have two friends.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are your parents really friends with you?
I'm not counting them either.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling sick. I think I might have cancer.
Good.
One of the... I looked at the symptoms online.
What?
I've got it all. I might have every type of cancer at once.
Really?
There's a lot of overlap between the different types.
Of course.
Yeah.
But it's like sweaty palms. They never stop sweating.
Yeah.
Your head hurts. You can't sleep.
You are comedy cancer too. It's unfunny and bleak.
Well, I'll be gone soon, so.
Oh, good.
There's going to be a renaissance. These guys hate each other.
Some people get really famous after they die, but you'll just fade away. So
yeah, well, that's the most important people fade away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Well, Lao Tzu said
that
those who talk don't know, those who know don't talk. Meaning the people that are humble and truly enlightened don't need to make an impact.
And you interrupt everybody and talk over people and can't finish a sentence because you're talking so much. So there you go. Thank you, Lao Tzu. That's pretty much it. Are we? What time is it right now?
He was a real gem, that Lao. Well, we are not having a lousy time here.
Whoa!
It's been a lot of fun. We're going to take a quick break. And when we start to come back, nobody says when we start to come back. That's redundant.
That's all right.
We're going to play some Smoking Yetis.
Yeah.
And hopefully one of the members of that group will call in.
Yeah.
And we'll have ourselves a real time.
On Labor Day weekend, September 2nd to the 4th, it's the Bumbershoot Festival 2016 in Seattle, Washington. The festival's got a little something for everyone with music, comedy, arts, culture, and food. Featuring Chastity Belt, So Pitted, Dude York, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Death Cab for Cutie, and more. Passes are on sale now, so head on over to Bumbershoot.com.
Hello. Hi. Do you want to go to a party with me?
No. The game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more. Or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
Watch, because I'm the man.
All right, welcome back. And we got a phone call coming in right now. You're on the air. Hello.
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
Not much.
We're playing a little Smoking Yetis right now.
Right on. Yeah, I was just listening in.
Yeah, right on, man. That was They Are Okay.
Yeah, we wrote that song for my buddy's parents had like an illness, and we just wrote it.
Oh yeah.
In an evening, I guess, basically, yeah.
Wow. So the illness really helped you make that song, or what?
Yeah, it was definitely like the emotion in the music.
Yeah, for sure. So that was that's a great intro. We got Ian Hertz on the phone from Smoking Yetis, and you have lots of side projects, right? Other projects you do.
Yeah, I definitely like do the hip hop thing. Every genre. Why limit yourself? I guess right now what I'm pushing is Ian Hertz.
Yeah.
And that's like my radio name, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, I got like a couple of releases coming out of Chicago. Got lots of people all over, I guess, North America doing some remixes, and I've been spending some time down here in Southern Ontario.
Yeah,
I can almost see Detroit.
Well, I mean, let me take it back a little bit here. What releases do you have coming out in Chicago?
I have this one song called Lit, and yeah, that's coming out on Crunch Audio.
Okay.
Kind of a new label in Chicago. They're cool though. They do like every once a month Tuesday at Grand Bar, which is like pretty big club there.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I met him through doing the Smoking Yetis project.
Oh, okay.
And he just hit me up one day. He said, "Hey, I like your music. Send it their way."
That's awesome. So things are going well for you on the East Coast there.
It's been an interesting summer. It's like 34 every day.
Yeah? You still wearing the suit jacket regardless?
No? But it's down to like camo shirts and tank tops. But yeah, it's cool like getting to see like the Toronto scene, Ottawa.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Montreal, but I'm heading there on my way out.
Oh, man, you're going to have
to. Because I'm coming back to Van.
Oh, you are?
But, yeah. I didn't graduate radio school.
What?
Isn't that embarrassing, though?
What happened?
I have a hard time talking like about myself, and there was one key project, that was like you had to talk about yourself.
Oh, no.
And I refused to use the word I in the whole thing.
Ian, what happened?
But anyway, just do the music thing, and I'm excited to get back on the West Coast, so...
Yeah, okay, that's cool. So, I mean, I'm sorry to hear that, because, like, you're definitely one of the most talented guys that was in that program. That's too bad, man.
It was my own kind of stupidity, right?
Well, but at least, at least you can accept that, that's...
I get more credits, and they're transferable, so...
Oh, really? Okay. whatever you're going to use that, use for that, right?
But I'm excited to get back to Vancouver, the Groundwork Squad, if anyone knows, or... They're coming back on the show with you or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been in touch with them.
I can't wait. I'm going to grill these guys.
Yeah.
Like a piece of
meat. Totally. I mean, they represent the city. I mean, as it stands right now in, the electronic music scene.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah, so you are excited then to get back to Vancouver. How different is it out there compared to here?
Like, that's what I was going to say. Like, the scene, like, Detroit and, like, Windsor right across the road, Richie Hawtin, godfather of techno... That's what it is here. It's all techno. And then, in Toronto, I see, a lot more tech house. Of course, there's, the top 40. But I'm talking, strictly electronic music. But lots of great festivals.
Yeah, for sure. Have you had any crazy experiences in Detroit? Have you been over there?
No, but I'm actually going over there tomorrow. It's crazy. I don't know. It's a different culture. It's scary.
Yeah.
You, roll up to red lights and you're like, oh, what am I doing here? I know you spent some time there.
Yeah, I did. That's right. The amount of empty buildings and just empty streets is it's bizarre. Yeah, downtown Detroit, like you said, you pull up to a red light and there's no other cars there. There's no one on the street. There's a giant, old gothic building with all the windows kicked out of it. You know, it's really crazy.
Two-thirds of the city has left since its, like, highest population peak.
Hey, Ian, you mentioned Richie Hawtin from Windsor.
Yeah, like, godfather of techno. That's where he's from, born and raised.
I got a fun, hot story for you about Richie.
This will be good.
So, okay.
So I went to, all the way to Amsterdam to give Richie Hawtin a demo. When I was younger.
Okay.
And he went, no, I don't have time. He actually pushed my hand away. So I went, he's going to come to Vancouver one day. I'll get him when he comes to Vancouver.
Okay.
I had a whole plan. I'm going to put a bunch of tracks on a USB stick and I'll give him, it is easy. You just put it in your pocket, boop, pop it in your laptop when you get home.
Totally, yeah. That's how, technology. Yeah.
I'm making it work for you. I'm essentially giving him a useful thing, a USB stick.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Oh, he'll probably check it out too, right?
It probably has a lot of great music on it, right?
Yeah.
So, a pretty fail-proof plan, I think.
Yeah.
And at Celebrities Nightclub, circa, I'd say about 2011, he came. And at the end of the show, I went, here it is. I need to get into the DJ booth. This needs to be a 1-2 thing. Celebrate, clap with everyone. Yay, great thing. That was actually one of the best concerts I've ever seen in my life.
Where was that?
At Celebrities.
Nice.
So I'm going to celebrate, woohoo! And then I'm going to get in there, give him my demo. So I thought it'd be really cool if, while everyone was clapping, I wanted to be like the godfather of the clapping.
Mm-hmm.
So I got two beer bottles. And I bang them together to make a ting, 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 ting. Like, I'm going to make a...
Yeah,
I'm going to cut through.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll
notice
like, you.
And people were going, like, people were pointing at me. Reflecting on it, because I was quite drunk at the time, they may have been pointing, like, he's not allowed to
be
up there.
Idiot.
He's ugly,
stop
idiot.
It.
Get out of the... But I went, oh, they're pointing at me. I'll do it harder. And I went, ding, 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 ding. And I'm standing over the DJ booth, and I shattered both glasses and spilled backwash bottom beer. And broken glass all over his girlfriend.
Oh,
oh no.
Oh, my God.
So regardless, he didn't take your USB.
Yeah. Yeah, so Ian, if you wanted to give someone a demo of yours, you would maybe go about it a different way.
Yeah, it's all about being professional. Not
No, that probably wouldn't be a good idea.
Yeah.
Right?
So what groundwork is like a way for people to get together, and it's like they do in like Paris, and where people like make music together and just do like lots of parties together and like a community.
I mean, groundwork is a Vancouver kind of unique thing, and they have listening parties, and they're just starting to open that back up.
Yeah, they ripped it off. A European. That's what all Vancouver does with every single like comedy event, music event. We just take something from an LA or European.
Let's not.
So it's not. Oh, really? I mean, didn't they spell it with W-E-R-K?
But no, I'd go with one of those. It sounds cool. I mean, there's a lot, like judging from my roommate, Jamie is such a good producer, but he's not like a social person, so he's never gets to DJ or do anything. So it's for him to be able to go and play some tracks for people would be
cool. Well, Ian, would you consider yourself a social person? Like,
In a sense, yeah, because you have to in the industry, but, like, you need that, like, for myself, you need that, like, mindless time, you know what I mean?
Just
to, like, get in that state or whatever to do that music or whatever you need to do, right?
Do you find that you have to force yourself to do that, like, as far as your personality type goes?
I guess, but that's when you have to, like, literally shut your...
Ian's gone.
So
damn it. I was loving that. Mm-hmm. And he's gone. Well, call back Ian if you can.
I wonder what happened there.
I don't know.
I took a bathroom.
There we go.
Okay, I was going to segue into...
Hey, Ian, what happened, my man?
Yo.
That was an incredibly quick call back.
Yeah, good for you.
Because I was excited and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I was saying, you need to just shut the internet off and then just go within your limitations, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I've been hearing a lot of people say, that, like, make your music or your art within limitation and, like, have those boundaries kind of deal.
You're like the White Stripes. That's what Jack White...
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm... right now, I'm visiting my grandma, and I'm spending, right here on the front porch, like, making techno, like, you know what I mean?
She's knitting, and you're dropping beats.
Ian, what is that?
racket.
Oh, totally, right? And she's got Trump and Hillary on the TV like 24/7, which is weird.
You should sample her death rattle and use it.
Her what?
Is she okay with the music you're making? Like, what does she think of it?
For me, like, I have my speakers packed up.
Oh, I see.
Right. But, like, when I go to Toronto or buddy's houses, like, you know, it's all game there. But, yeah, for here, right, it's, like, all headphones.
Headphones.
The old headphones.
So when are you coming back?
Probably for September to get school, Ben.
Yeah, cool.
Ian, I want to do a segment with you where because I feel like I can make Progressive House in 10 minutes. So I'm going to play.
Absolutely, we could, yes.
I'm going to make a track, like a 20-second Progressive House track, and then I'm going to play like a new song from like a famous millionaire, and I want you to see if you can spot the difference. It'll be fun.
Definitely.
Yeah, really a bit that would benefit from it not being explained to you beforehand. But
yep, I am okay. Not smart. I just realized that as I was saying this.
That's all right.
No, we'll do it. We'll put it on a YouTube video.
All right, well, why don't you let us know again one more time before we let you go what you've got coming out and what we should look forward to.
Well, right now, as far as the Smoking Yetis, we have a 6-track EP. We're in the process of getting it mixed and mastered. It's all pretty much ready and Freddy. And then we have one more release coming out of Italy, just a quick single.
Yeah.
A little release coming out of Italy just really quickly. And then...
just a little something.
Yeah, and then we've actually collabed with someone pretty huge, which is Soa from Adam K. and Soa. He's on summer tour right now, but it's all in the works. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, which is pretty huge. And then that's all up and coming. And then for myself, just like I kind of think I'll be staying with Crunch Audio.
Yeah.
And I mean, I submitted some tracks to Monster Cat. That's like a huge independent record label in Vancouver.
I submitted a track to Monster Cat. They are going to send it back.
They're good. But yeah, that's about it, man. Just follow up Ian Hertz or Smoking Yetis.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the Smoking Yeti name origin there? What's going on?
All right.
I think my friend, and it was funny because, like, he always liked Yetis. And then we were always smoking, but now we just do the vaporizing, so I don't know. Vaping Yeti sounds weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's mystical. Anyway, yeah, take care, guys.
It's really nice to hear from you, Ian.
Thank you, dude.
Thanks for putting this on blast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take care.
All right.
He really has the millennial phrases down. And then Buddy came in and put us on blast. I like that.
Ian's great. He's a great character. He's a cool guy.
Vegan.
Is he? Oh, you keep saying that.
I think I'm outing vegans, like, and they're not
vegan.
Even.
Yeah. That's what you're saying. Vegan.
But, you know, I just went to the bathroom.
Okay, good to know.
And I was thinking.
Yep.
I got tons of stuff that I did not get into.
Yeah.
Tons.
Let's hear it.
Well, I was on set, almost got into a fight on set.
Okay.
With our old buddy Nathaniel.
Really?
Yeah.
Nathaniel is a guy that we met at Cinematech who has some of the craziest stories. He's been
in
and out of court.
He's completely insane.
Okay.
And also a magnet for insanity.
Yeah.
We're good now. We squashed the beef.
Well, tell us what happened, please.
But this guy, he's always in and out of court because he's one of those guys that is completely even-keeled.
Yeah, he's actually very calm.
Always serious and calm, but also keeps assaulting people and getting into fights and going. So I don't. Maybe he's like a Jekyll and Hyde type situation, or maybe it's the booze.
I mean, maybe he's. I don't know.
Or maybe
whatever.
He's just being framed.
Yeah.
Because whenever he tells me, he's like, "It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault."
Yeah.
So I'm like, "Well, you're innocent."
Yeah, I mean that. It seems questionable.
I'll back away slowly.
Yeah.
But. Great. Yeah, somebody's sending him dick pics too. Every day. Hundreds of dick pics.
Really?
And so that's the whole thing. And I was
he's getting those.
Sexually assaulted on set.
Okay.
That is not true. I shouldn't say sexually assaulted. I was, what is it when you're harassed?
Harassed.
Yeah, you were made to feel uncomfortable in a sexual manner.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get on set.
Yeah.
And this guy comes up to me during the wardroom fitting. And he goes, "Hey, name's Bob." Shakes my hand. I go, "Cool, I'm making a friend."
Yeah.
Handshake's not. I have very clammy hands. Usually people slip right out.
Yeah.
It's a quick handshake.
Mm.
It's
stuck together for a millisecond.
This guy's holding my hand.
Yeah.
Like, and pulling me, and I tried to pull my hand away. Like, okay, yeah. I'm gonna take my hand back now. He like, oh, you're pulling me towards you. Okay, I'll come.
It. Yeah.
And he's like, so did you go to the Pride Parade? And I'm thinking, okay, this was a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
So that's not really a question you'd ask somebody. And then he just started rubbing me on set.
Yeah.
Coming around, yo, you look great. I'll rub a lub, rub, rub, rub. I'm thinking,
where's
you know,
he rubbing?
Wait, yeah, wait, we can't just say rubbing. How is he rubbing you?
Yes.
He'd come up behind me, rub my back, rub my arm. There's no good rub. I don't know what. I mean, if you rub my
rubbing
crotch,
your bald spot. For
we
good
just
luck.
Need to. We need something
more detailed.
Geographical. Where?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Where
he's
is
not.
He?
Okay. He's not credit carding me. Like.
Yeah. We can agree that no matter where he's.
Wait. What's right. that?
It's the finger in the butt crack. Is that?
Oh, wait.
What
I think you can only do that to women.
credit. Yeah. Yeah. Well. That's insulting.
No. We agree that.
Because they're worth more.
Good save. We can agree that rubbing you anywhere is bad, but we just want a detail for the story.
He's rubbing my arms, and I really, I always, you know, I'm like, oh, you guys are harassing. Just stand up to your boss.
Yeah.
So I was, I need a cold shower.
You were freaked out.
For a whole day, I could not even, like, stand my ground. I'm just backing away, and the second day, I told him off. I stood my ground. Yeah. I stood up to that bully.
Good for you.
And he didn't, but,
He didn't
stop.
Okay.
No, he just left me alone from then on and went on to other guys. He moved on to a new target. Wow. He had a whole
What did you say to him to make him stop?
I said, you are in front of everybody at breakfast. I went, you're touching me too much. Because he came up to rub me again at breakfast. He saw me and went, he sprinted across. He's got egg all over his mouth.
Ew.
And
something from
stop
like
touching me. He goes, oh, I'm coming on too strong. How about just a handshake? I go, no, you're cut off. No hand.
You're cut off. Well, that's a good word.
No shake, Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do I keep saying Jerry? I'm doing Jerry.
Did you do that same joke earlier?
Like, I tried to Jerry. Kids? But I need to what stop saying the... Jerry when I do my Jerry.
Like,
I was lighting up the set.
You're trying to be, what's his name?
Jerry Seinfeld.
No, you're being the Ovaltine guy. What's his name? Gold Jerry Gold.
Yeah. That's a problem.
If this was Seinfeld seen it, I'd be losing.
Yeah.
Because I can't even think of that dude's name.
But my Seinfeld was lighting up set. I was entertaining people late into the night.
I'm just stuck on who this guy is. Yeah. Keep going with your story. I have to look this up.
What's the deal with Crafty? Is it here? Is it there? Cold sandwiches. Anyway, it was fun. So there's this guy named Nathaniel, and I'm in roast mode. It's season. It's open season on these fools. You know me. I'll roast a kid. I'll roast you guys. I'm insulting people.
Wait, was this after or before the assault?
We've moved on from... poor segue, sorry. Okay. From old Touchy Thompson.
So that happened, and then you got Thompson. In a fight.
I stood my ground.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this unrelated, by the way, to the other story?
Unrelated.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. But both on set.
Yeah.
On set, baby.
Location.
Can't talk about the set. I signed a non-disclosure.
Fine.
But,
what is that?
Non-disclosure.
There was an actor there, and it rhymes with Complues.
That's what we're talking about all
wow,
these.
Wow, really?
No, he wasn't there. Oh. That would be awesome. Right. Yeah, so...
Oh, got in the fight.
Yeah, Nathaniel, he was... Okay, so there's one thing I won't abide for. It is a boring story. Do you think I'd... Yeah, okay, yeah.
Really?
But...
That's why you hate yourself.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I let you do it. But there
is... abide by musical sound effects after every joke.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we have been doing the show for a long time, so clearly you can't.
That's why I cut.
There, so somebody is a group of people, and people are telling a boring story. I get too awkward. I get. This is everyone's thinking this sucks, and obviously it's just me. No one else is.
Yeah, sure.
Caring, but he tells a story.
He's listening.
This was a flush twice, PU type. He goes.
It was a bad one.
He goes. This is his entertainment. PU. This is entertainment. He goes, hey, I saw a really funny Just for Laughs gags. And I go, oh, God, you're going to explain a visual joke. What, do you see it on a plane in the 90s? What is this?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, yeah, there was this woman like wearing like an Islamic, like a cloak. And so she's like eyeing up. Wait, or was it Jewish? I can't remember. Oh, she was wearing something and she was eyeing up. And I'm like, enough of this malarkey. And it's just like, I'm just like, this story stinks, bud. This is, and I'm like, all right, moving on. This is going to be funny. Everyone's going to laugh. And
he
it
was not.
He, his face turned red and he blew up.
Really?
Yes. He was not pleased.
Okay.
But it was great because then this Wrangler came along.
What was he doing that was blowing up?
He was like, this guy's just being a dick.
Right.
Which was true. But, yeah. I mean, when you have as much comedy gold flowing out of, you don't keep it down.
Like who?
Flowing out of who?
Yeah, what?
Flowing out of my mouth.
Oh. Yours?
Yes.
When does that happen?
On the radio show.
Oh, you do another radio show where you're actually good? Why are you saving your good material?
Well, it's a paid radio show.
Oh, I see.
So this is my warm-up. Okay. This is like an open mic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he just blew up, and he just called you a dick.
Yeah, and then some Wrangler came along and was like, it was like my guardian angel, because I was probably about to get killed.
Was he like getting close to you? Like...
And the Wrangler came, he's like, you got to take a joke. And then he was like, oh, all right, I get it.
Okay.
And then it was fine. We worked it out. I brought him a club soda.
Okay.
So, yeah. But
that story was very underwhelming. I got to be honest.
I'm sorry.
I thought he was gonna push
which is ironic because I
know,
talked
about
stories that suck.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to get right in your face.
Yeah. He's like, because I can see him. I know him. And
karma.
He's scary. Like, yeah. I could see him really, like, chanking you or something.
Well,
maybe you might catch him on a really bad day and he might get you then.
He'll remember.
He almost got into multiple fights on set.
Really?
Because there's this other time where we got there and we set up a table, and then the Wrangler was like, oh, you can't put the table there. You can put it on the other side of the room. And then we took it to the other side of the room, and he's like, yeah, you can't put it there either. And he was like, I'm about to lose it. You just told it. So he's a loose cannon.
Did he get you that job?
No, I got a...
You just happened to be in the same job?
I just happened to get the job. I got a good look for background, apparently.
Wait, are you an extra?
Out of focus.
Are
you got an out of focus look.
Background extra? Is that what that is?
I'm doing some extra work to fill in the gaps.
But you also have to move tables?
Well,
that's a good
point.
That makes
me sound like I thought you were a PA.
Yeah.
No, it was my table. I'm not getting people coffee. I'm getting my own tables.
Get your own table.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll put you through a table.
Get their own tables.
Radio Dave.
Radio Dave's coming in soon.
No, I'm not here.
He's not here. Yeah. We have to point everything out. You know that. You know that already. Yeah. He hates it.
Need more self-control.
We have none.
I'll move the record.
Oh!
Yeah. Do some nice try.
Tongue twisters. I love that.
Unique New York. Anyways.
That's mean.
Radio Dave's a great guy. I love Radio
Dave. I had a... So, okay, well... As usual, my story stunk because I tried to tell a good story. But if I just talk about my own misfortune, you'll probably love it.
It's amazing.
So on set, I tried to talk to several women because I was there for a long time.
Yeah, grab your nuts.
I scratched my leg.
Oh, yeah.
My nuts are not coming out of the side
Why
of my...
Why are there stink lines coming off your fingers?
It's
a public microphone.
So because basically the... Well, how can I... Non-disclosure. But...
Non-disclosure.
It was a...
I'm actually liking that.
Non-disclosure.
No close. But...
Look at this fucking...
Oh! They're all in their face.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to... I have this weird delusion where I feel like I can just talk to any woman. Like, I got the gift of the gab.
You do. I really think you do.
Yeah.
You can just talk to anybody.
Yeah, and...
I encourage it. I encourage you to go out there and talk to everybody.
And everyone's done up. These dames are dressed to the nines and tens and elevens. They've got their sequin dresses and their makeup.
Nice.
And I'm just walking around, as I mentioned, riffing and jiving.
Yeah.
Setting up tables.
Clipping and clapping. Setting up tables. And setting the table for a great combo. So I walk up. How about this line? This is after I worked a 6.5-hour day, so this is after like 14 hours. I'm a little loopy. I go, your dress has come undone.
Yeah.
Because it had. I thought I was going to have an awesome moment of like, oh, would you like to do it up for me? I was like, oh, I wouldn't mind at all.
Yeah.
Or up the old zipperoo.
That'd be nice.
She went, it's supposed to be like that.
Well, I mean, that's not that bad. It's just, maybe it is.
Yeah. I should just start lying and making up stories.
Yeah.
Because these all stink.
These are bad.
Yeah.
I mean.
0-3.
What did you say to that when she was like, no, it's supposed to be like that? Were you just like, all right, and walk away? Oh, my God.
It doesn't stop you, though. It's amazing.
I know. It doesn't discourage
you.
I'll be that old guy later talking to you on the... When I'm a senior citizen, you got your headphones in? What are you listening to?
God, I hope you don't make it that far.
Tall people don't last very long. Statistically, we make it till... Hey, I found
till,
out...
And then you move on. Let's say an age.
Well, I don't actually know.
Yeah.
It's not long.
Mm-hmm. You what?
Roadies live, guess 56. Teamsters, wow, yeah. That's the average death.
It's a hard drinking life.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be a great roadie.
Oh, yeah. That would be a nightmare. I would have a permanent hangover.
I'm going to admit something right now to you guys.
Okay.
And feel free to jump in whenever you like.
For sure.
You have been
she's just sitting in, hanging out.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. I don't know what a roadie is.
Really?
Nope. Are they on the road?
You don't know what a roadie is?
I've used that term several times in my life.
My assumption is that they move all of the tour, like, equipment. So,
is that a Teamster? Is a Teamster a roadie?
Okay, I don't know what a Teamster is.
No,
so.
Teamster is more movies.
Oh.
Well, we're talking about movies. There's roadies
for concerts.
A roadie is a Teamster for concerts.
Concerts, yeah. A Teamster is like, yeah. Because
right here.
Would a rigger be part of a Teamster?
What'd you say?
Would be a rigger part of...
What did you say? Was that an N at the beginning?
Or okay, just repeat the joke.
Part of Teamsters, because I feel like maybe...
Roadie, as defined by Google... A person employed by a touring band of musicians to set up and maintain equipment.
Yes.
And now let's look up Teamster.
Okay, Teamster.
What is with the setting up?
Kenny Banya is the Ovaltine guy.
Kenny Banya. It's gold, Jerry. Can we decide on what words are? Can we just have, why is it just roadies? I guess having the differentiation. This comes back to the mixing pot. What's better, a mixer or a chunk?
I don't. You had a lot of theories that you just threw at me. Maybe we can just pick one and we
can
go
Teamster,
with that.
What's a Teamster?
I don't know. There was
no
definition.
It just said truck driver.
It doesn't exist. Yeah, apparently.
I think Teamster is what they call the union.
Yes.
The movie
That's
union.
That's right, yeah.
Teamster. So, they're on the team.
I've heard that.
So, but you're part of the union.
I'm not union.
You're not union? Okay.
I'm non-union.
So Teamsters are only like union, like the equipment guys, the heavy lifters.
Right.
The people that get there first and leave last.
Yeah.
The guy that
sits there with like the lighting and he waits like 12 hours and he doesn't have to do anything. He's like a big fat guy.
They smoke and they drink and
he's wearing Crocs and you're like, you're supposed to set up the lighting right now.
And you see them yelling. They're always yelling at somebody on the phone. And then you think like, and then you get closer and it's like their wife.
Yeah.
You started this.
Yeah, yeah. And he hasn't done anything in 12 hours. And you're like, I'm pretty sure
the phones are lighting up with Teamsters calling in.
Oh, God, yeah. You're going to get whacked.
Trigger.
Yeah, aren't they a part of, like...
I've heard that connected to mob,
yes.
right?
Mob, yeah.
Just union environment.
It's just union environment.
Yeah, like waste management.
What is that?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's a cover, you know, or it's an environment where you can put your friends or put your, you know,
you can protect your...
You can filter the money through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get some absolute dunces on set. I think I might be one of them, but...
Maybe.
There was a woman
At least you can recognize one.
Self-aware dunce.
Yeah.
She talked about Illuminati with a straight face for half an hour. And about how I've been to LA, so you wouldn't know LA. You wouldn't know Illuminati.
She's an extra.
Yeah.
I did PA work and extras are insane. And I'm not getting you wrong. Like PAs are just as equally insane because they sit in a parking lot for 24 hours and they stare.
People are
They're insane. Everybody's insane.
I was like, you're not cracking the big code here, sister.
Yeah.
We are doing background. For a Hulu miniseries, you are not going to be the person that enlightens us about the secret. And she was speaking as though she knew the big, like, mysteries of the universe. She's like,
enough of the Illuminati.
If you want to into the industry in Hollywood, the Hollywood's Illuminati. Hillary Clinton is Illuminati. I was like, is In-N-Out Burger Illuminati? Where does it end?
Yeah, I was in a bar one time, and this guy, like...
Leg scratch, not the balls.
Okay. Mm. This guy came up to me and just sat down and went... Just started talking about Illuminati, and I went, none of that's real. I just went, none of that exists.
Maybe Illuminati plants these people to make us... Have you heard that theory? When people are like, why is it that all conspiracy theorists are such nuts? Well, no, because they plant those people so that we discredit them.
I mean, I am one of those plants, I know. Yep. I know there's an Illuminati, but I'm put out into the public to make sure. Is that because it's a small tree?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so is Tony Robbins part of the Illuminati or something?
Oh boy.
He's got a new Netflix special out.
Tony, that was not a good transition, by the way.
I thought that was fine.
But I really want to talk about it.
I thought that was fine.
Yeah. That's
but mine was going to be, I was on a Hulu miniseries. You know, Netflix is kind of like Hulu. You know who has a special?
I guess.
Okay.
So I'm Not Your Guru is the Tony Robbins movie. No. We kind of talked about this already because you saw it, but now I watched it too.
This guy is a... male version of Oracle Laura. I pulled them to the same. They are just as delusional and he can do no wrong. He's like, I just get in the zone. I love people. I love everything I do. I just cut through. And he's swearing. And this guy's a kook.
Yeah.
I've had enough of Tony Robbins.
This documentary, too.
Charlatan.
Is very much so on the side of Tony Robbins. It's showing him in a good light.
Yeah.
You know, it's from his perspective. But the thing is the thing is that they're so ridiculous and insane that it works against him to even just show it.
There's odd silence. There's odd lulls in the doc where a scene ends and you're like, is someone going to comment on how weird that was? Or is like, and then it's like part three, inspiration.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I thought they were for sure going to end, do all of this, like, you know, jazzing him up a bit. And then at the end, they were going to be like, well, we talked to these people and nothing worked out for them or blah, blah, blah. And everyone was going to
follow them
like,
around after. Yeah.
And I don't want to be a sheeple, but we really are in a weird sheep state because Tony Robbins is hot now.
Yeah.
Like now he's on the up and no one is talking about this. Everyone's like, well, it was the guy that directed the Metallica doc. And, you know, that, I think, yeah, he's back. He's, you know, everything he's doing seems hokey and con man, but he's transcended it. That's why it's called I'm not, no.
Yeah.
He's doing all, and at the end, it's like, there's a part where he's like, call him. I want you to call your boyfriend right now.
Yeah.
And break up with that guy right now, here in front of everyone. Do it. And she goes, all right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And you go, and
was at the end when she was like, we're back together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back
like,
together.
I wish they would have just left that in all along because then people would have been like, all right, he's a fake.
Yeah.
She went against what he said, and she was like, this is garbage.
And then all the biggest success stories at the end were just like, he's training to be a life coach.
Yeah.
And then the other one is like, she received tons of money from Tony Robbins and his wife. It's like, so you...
That was terrible.
You're buying out... You're paying for their success, so you have some guaranteed winners.
It's a pyramid scheme, because he's going to try to bring you in to be a life coach. You're now under the Tony Robbins life coaching.
You're not
going to
be one of the three people that get the big tiny dancer applause break and gets the donation box at the end. You're going to be one of the people at the back that's down below the crowd wave, palming some stink ass.
But when you go back, but when you go back to town, you can be your own Tony Robbins to your friends and your family. But then, you know, bring them
you'll
in.
You'll be the most annoying person in your town.
But that's what it's kind of building. That's what he's trying to build, is that people can be like your own life coach, and then you can life coach everyone else.
What can you pass me my phone?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm going to call Tony.
Yeah, call him up. It's a form of hypnotism. When you're in a room with 2,500 people and they're all doing the same thing and are projecting whatever, you know, energy they are, it's a complete hypnotism.
He's good at that. He's so good, in fact, that he's convinced the public that he's not. Like, there's a Louis Theroux doc with somebody that's doing almost exactly what Tony Robbins is doing.
Yeah.
It's like, he's Tony Robbins. They do the same twirl as they get on stage. Tony Robbins is just more, he's an even better.
Yeah.
He's so committed to his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually kind of amazing. Somebody needs to make the next doc now about how. Like, there's got to be four people that killed themselves, like, a week after that.
Who knows?
But I don't know.
A follow-up of the people that went to the conference.
He does all the, like, he was on OP and Jim recently.
Right.
And
the radio show.
Like, I was so disappointed they didn't call him out at all. Like, they totally fell for
it.
Oh,
was he on? They're,
yeah.
That show stinks now.
Yeah.
But, like, they're, I'm not a fan. But I was. For a day after. This is how good he was.
Yeah.
For a day after, I was like, I wanted to like it. You want it to be real? Who wouldn't want that to be possible? Everyone goes and has, like, this amazing time, and it's better. But I was like, this, and then it was the same feeling I got when I got, like, I don't know if anyone's tried to, like, sell a pyramid scheme to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But for a day after, you feel amazing because they're using all these quick, gratifying. And I'm like, I totally want to join Fortune High Tech Marketing. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
It's a multi-level marketing. And they always tell you, this is not a pyramid scheme.
That's right, yeah.
I know that I just drew a pyramid.
This is not it.
There's three pillars of... but this is not a pyramid scheme.
I think I just hate it when people are trying to convince me of something. I remember I went into a bank one time and I had some extra money. And the guy behind the counter goes, he takes a look at my bank balance, right? And he goes, why don't we step over into my office and, you know, we can talk. And immediately I'm like, I feel invaded. I'm like, oh my God, this
guy. Wait, let me give you this guy.
Yeah.
Sir, hello. Welcome to RBC. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Thanks. We've got an amazing deal here. Have you ever looked into our cross savings bundle?
No, I don't know what that is. I just really...
Do you know what a stool is?
yeah, but I
when you have a stool, you're sitting on it, it's supporting your weight. Now, you're a good-looking guy. You've got a great smile.
Thank you, but I...
And when you're sitting, there are three posts below that stool. There is integrity... Saving.
I just wanted to put this check in the account.
Some stools have four pegs.
Okay.
Not always three.
You should be a bank teller.
Here's the thing, though. That exact... analogy, the stool thing, and I was so disgusted by this guy just for viewing my personal information and then trying to sell me something that I went, he was like, let me ask you something, how many legs do you need? What's the minimum amount of legs that a stool needs? I go, one giant one? And he went, no, that's not physics.
That's a totem pole.
That's not physics, yeah, sorry.
Unseated.
I went, well... well, you could have two semicircular shaped ones. I don't know. He goes, no, it's three. It's three. And I was so unconvinced. I'm like, there's something about someone trying to sell me something.
Yeah.
But when you're in a...
There is some people, though, that
one-on-one,
are like, yeah.
But if it's one-on-one, it's different.
Tony Robbins has made it. He's created a life where he can yell swear words into people's faces and then get applause breaks.
And get, like, tears of joy out of them and being like, thank you.
And then, yeah, and then go bang his, like...
His Oracle
Laura, blonde.
Oh,
wife.
His wife. Yeah.
I'm one of the top holistic family. I didn't go to school. My degree is from Tony.
Yeah.
It's from their own university. I just spat all over you, but
thank God I'm sitting a little further away.
You probably want to get tested, but
yeah.
Well, your fingers in your ear. Your fingers under
down your pants.
I've got eczema in my ears. That's my.
Oh, sweet Lord. You need some cream ointment.
If Tony Robbins yelled at you, if Tony Robbins yelled at you, you would just shed a layer. You'd be like a snake.
I think I would hit him.
He's like 100 feet
tall.
He's big. He's scary.
He's a big guy.
He has Andre hands.
Yeah.
He does, yeah.
His hands are big.
He'll be dead soon. He has some weird growth disease. We want to put up with his BS.
Like giantism or something?
Yeah. He's a giant fool. A rich, successful fool.
Yeah, I mean... That's 11:46, so let's make some room for Dave Radio with Radio Dave.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, what's the usual? I haven't done this in so long. I'm sitting behind the board here.
Yeah.
What do you want me to play?
How about you surprise me? Well, put on a song, and you'll take us to break. Let me do a little plug here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will be at the Emerald. I just realized it sold out. There's no reason to plug this show, but that's good.
Okay.
Little, I don't know. I'll be in that. That's nice. It's a comedy competition. I've got Yuck Yucks coming up. I would just promote Yuck Yucks for the rest of the month.
Yeah.
I'm in the semifinals, and apparently a door will be opening, according to Laura. So, threesome opportunity.
Is that what you think?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well done.
I don't know.
That's a good, yeah, it could be. It's a good way to look at it, yeah.
It's a door, in a way.
Yep.
New opening.
Well done. Hey!
I'll be there, and that's later in August, so... Come to Yuck Yuck, support me. I need that big win. I need the money, and I need a nose job. So it's $7,000. I can't breathe. I have a...
You have a deviated septum?
Deviated septum. Devious.
You got to break your nose, and you can get it done for free. That's what my dad did.
I feel like...
He fell on his face.
On
drunk.
Purpose?
Drunk. He fell on his face, drunk, and he got a deviated septum.
What are you playing?
It's a good song.
Is this something Ian made?
Hmm?
Is this something Ian made?
No.
That sounds better, actually.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just joking. I actually like that.
Yeah.
This is
10 minutes of fart noise.
Well, we've got these kids. We're trying to inspire this kids camp.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of this.
I like that one. I like the one that...
Let's just listen to fart noises. I think this is great.
That they jumped the shark.
Yeah,
they jumped the shark.
Someone give me a song. I can't think of music.
How about a little Cocktail Twins?
Yeah, great. Something I can spell.
That's very... It's C-O-C.
C-O-C. Femcon.
T.
E.
Cocktail
Twins. Actually, not twins in the group.
No.
A lot of people think there's two women. It's just layering of the one vocalist. How about a little Heaven or Las Vegas?
Beauty.
And I won't be going to Las Vegas, but Gavin will.
Yeah, congratulations, buddy.
Well done, Gavin.
Congratulations. And I'm going to his wedding on Sunday. Sheena and Gavin. Hooray.
This has been...
This is dedicated to you.
Vancouver, right?
I think this song is about, like, disappointment, and but that's okay. It's dedicated to you, Gavin. You got nothing to be disappointed in. CITR 101.9 FM. No seeds here. Always unseeded.
Oh.
And we're planting seeds for a new generation.
So there are seeds.